This is where the fun begins.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
Send a scanning crew aboard. I want every part of this ship checked.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Greetings, strange humans, and welcome to another episode of the CJH Show.
Hello, it's the CJH, and
this is the CJH podcast with Bill the Mod and...
Oh my god, he's back!
I'm not.
But he's not really? He's just here to say hello?
He's annoying the shit out of me about doing the podcast, so I'm pretending for a quick second that I am.
Yeah.
So it'll stop.
Okay.
We can move on to normal, regular conversation.
And the podcast.
Yeah.
That's the end of the intro. Thank you.
Greetings, strange humans, and this is the CJH podcast with your host, the CJH. And here's our two guests.
I'm Darcy.
I'm Mike. Number two.
Number two. Number two.
The sequel. Here at the boardwalk.
We're at the boardwalk. What topic? So we want to talk about, Halo, Michael, new Halo game.
That's a big thing coming out, Halo Infinite.
Well, I guess what I'm telling you is, anyway, it's the best game out right now. There's no other game out there that's doing what they're doing, and 2042 sucks. So, Call of Duty's doing the same shit all the time. They're making fucking, they're pumping out games like they're pregnant all the time or something.
Hold on. What's going on with 42 or the new Battlefield?
It's bad.
Really?
There's lag.
It looks so amazing, though.
There's a grocery laundry list of shit missing.
Oh, for real.
It's bad.
It's just good advertisement.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good advertisement, they ruined the game.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
They gotta fix it. I'm not paying for it anymore.
Until it comes out,
I'm gonna
get $20
a month anyway for it.
It just seems like it's blown.
The only issue I have with the new Halo game is that it's paid to,
Is it? Paid to play multiplayer?
Well, yeah.
You level up.
Yeah.
The battle pass.
I'm never
going to
be able
unlock
to.
Unlock
oh, are we not allowed to?
Part 2.
So part 2, without getting arrested.
That was close.
That was.
We just got kicked out of a special part of the boardwalk.
Yeah. Because they're closing down. So it's like.
It's 7:30.
But he was cool. He was like.
Cool. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was like, podcast? What? he wanted to join the podcast.
Totally.
But.
We're back.
We're back. We're live.
Different location. What were we talking about?
We were talking about Halo and games and stuff like that. And
Halo's doing
a lot of games nowadays. They're pay to win, and
I don't like
that
because I'm poor.
Well, pay to just customize for Halo now.
Yeah,
you don't really win if you pay. You're just paying to look cool.
They do that even with the Avengers game.
Oh
yeah. So the same model. It's like you gotta pay to custom.
How old is that game now? Is that
just a year?
Infinite just came out.
It looks pretty cool. I wanted to play that one.
That's I already got unlocked now.
Yeah. They got a Spider-Man for
like
exclusive.
I got the whole card open. I'm locked
already. PS
5
for the Avengers game.
Okay, how is he gonna play into it?
I saw the gameplay. It looks kind of dumb.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Fortnite is not.
Can't beat the original.
Fortnite?
Spider-Man.
You don't play Fortnite?
No.
Really?
I don't like Fortnite.
I want to play.
Too aggressive.
The players are.
All these kids getting trained by esports players to play the game.
Yeah, Fortnite is pretty toxic at times.
I can imagine.
It's kind of fun, but it's also toxic.
The first time I played it wasn't bad, but it got bad.
Is it worse than Call of Duty? Toxic?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you got kids, screaming about fucking your mom and all this crazy stuff.
Halo is the proper game right now for adults to play.
Okay. That's where the civilized people go, huh?
Civilized.
Yeah,
for now. For now.
The news is saying they're wondering why all these fucking, Halo vets are kicking kids' asses. Because we're veterans. You know what we're doing.
That makes sense. You got the
the gameplay.
The Master Chiefs.
Call of Duty ruined a whole generation of kid gamers. And now they all just run around like chickens with their head cut off. Like, oh, I want to school, I want to camp. Do it, buddy. I'm playing cool. Stealth. You don't know how to stealth the game. You can see yourself on the radar. They don't know that shit.
How much has Halo changed, like the new Infinite game from the other ones? Is anything new about it, like gameplay wise?
It's like Halo 3.
Okay.
And Halo 5.
He's got like a grappling hook too, and some. So he's kind of like Doom.
Oh, the repulsor.
That changes everything, I imagine.
You can repulse people back, it actually damages them, and you can kill them real quick.
Yeah.
So if they're getting close to like a sword or something like that, you can just repulse them back and they can't hit you.
Whoa.
I actually like the default controller layout.
That's what I'd use.
Yeah.
Me too.
I got my paddle and I got my sick.
So is the sword.
I know with the master.
I got a panic melee button in case they get too close.
With the Master Chief collection, I had to like fix up the settings.
Me too.
But like the default of Infinite is actually pretty good.
That's good. I like the default for 3 and like those games, but the older ones, yeah, there's something different about it. So is the energy sword useless in the new Halo game?
No,
if you can just like repulse it.
Yeah, you can, but then they can charge back if they got like a grappling hook or even a
boom. Oh, right.
Right, because they can actually grapple onto you. And they're gonna go right towards you, and then you can they can slash you while you're close to them.
So it's better than sprint.
And you can
it's
pick up weapons now with the grapple hook too.
Decent.
You can pick up fusion coils, throw them. You throw a fusion coil at someone, it takes their whole shield out. So you just shoot them once.
You're like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Halo.
Yeah, you can like grapple and shit, and like climb the walls. Like, it's crazy.
Wow.
I had a guy in the game going like, I need pictures of Spider-Man. Why? The fuck is he doing this for? Every fucking 10 minutes he's saying it.
Tobey Maguire, give me the leaks.
I need pictures of Spider-Man. I need pictures of your mother naked. Fucking just losing their shit in chat. It's like literally 2007 LAN parties, what he was saying again. And it's great. Halo's back.
Did you guys see the new trailer for the new Spider-Man?
I haven't yet.
Is it, No Way Home?
Yeah.
That looks
it's got, like, Green Goblin and, like, Doc Ock. And,
can't believe they're doing it like that.
They're
doing all
and
three Spider-Man.
And the newest
right?
trailer kind of revealed that they're, like, he's still, Doc Ock is a good guy, but he's also bad. Cool. Like, he's...
Somewhere in between.
Yeah, he's in between.
Interesting.
So, like, the tentacles, I guess, control him sometimes.
Oh,
and then...
Okay. Split personality, Dr. Jekyll Mr.
Yeah.
There's this game coming out. It's called Antarctica 88, and it sounds pretty good. It's like it's literally the thing. It's the thing in first person.
The old
and
horror
movie. It's a cheap game.
Yeah.
It's like the thing in first person, and it's like a separate like storyline kind of thing.
Is it like crazy zombies? But
yeah, gotta, no. It's like they're changing. Antarctica. They're changing shape and all that shit like they do in the game in the movie.
Cool. Well, there's a new game that's kind of like Alien Isolation, but it's
Fire
with dinosaurs.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds really neat.
What was that one called again? Second Extinction, was it? Or no?
It was something like that, but like the dinosaurs are stalking you and like haunting.
Can you fight them?
Like,
or are they just like going to destroy
RTS
you?
RTS games I love, man. They're
like they're in the dark and you got this like machine that blips when they're nearby.
Right. Gives you that spooky vibe. Velociraptors, I assume.
Yeah,
or something.
Lots of that.
Pretty cool.
But yeah, the new Spider-Man looks pretty cool.
Do you know much about the plot? Because I don't even know
how it's going. Multiverse, basically. Multiverse. And that the villains are looking for Tony Stark's arc reactor.
Okay. From something that I've seen, and I don't want to make this a spoiler. It probably isn't a spoiler, but the Electro guy, it looks like he has...
Yeah, he has...
In him.
Yeah, he does.
So did the other villains chase after him for it or something, maybe?
My guess is, yeah.
Could be something.
That, or he just has it.
I really like... Because I can't even guess what the plot's going to be like with three different Spider-Mans, all the old villains coming back, and then you got Doctor Strange.
You got, the multiverse,
Makes it so complex.
Yeah. Hopefully it's good. With so many things happening.
That's what I was just thinking about today. It's like, it's so hyped up and it has so much potential, but it could crash so hard.
Exactly.
It could go bad really fast, maybe.
Because there's been so many movies in the past where it's like, people are so excited for it, and then it's shit.
Yeah, this could be maybe that.
Yeah.
And Spider-Man's been doing so good, like the other two movies were pretty awesome.
Venom was half decent.
I like Venom too, yeah.
Did you watch the post-credits scene for that?
Oh, what was in that again? I do remember seeing it, but I can't remember what it was about.
Spider-Man.
Was it something to do with the, it was the new Spider-Man movie in that. I gotta go rewatch that then. I can't even remember what that was.
Yeah.
When's the second Venom coming out?
That's a... Oh, that is the second Venom.
Is it out already?
Yeah, did I just spoil?
Shit, man.
You
did.
God damn it.
The first one, because I haven't seen the second one yet. I didn't even know it was out.
Oops.
This is how far behind I am.
I saw it in theaters.
That's pretty awesome. They've been pumping out these movies so fast.
Yeah. And now there's like...
That looks good.
There's what was it?
Dune?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see that. That was really good. I played the old game.
Is it based off a video game or a book?
A book.
Okay.
But there's a game based off the book from 2001 that came out with.
That's cool.
June 2012.
I just want to see the big
worm. I'll show you the game for now.
Yeah.
You can see the worms coming up. They'll eat you. Like, they'll come up and they'll take your vehicle and shit. It's like, holy shit.
All the listeners be like, oh shit, your audio sucks, guys. Dislike the video.
Because the status
copyright.
So every
fucking TV channel on earth, they own that.
Every
you
static.
You can't use static in your. In
it's copyrighted.
Anymore.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Facebook will take it.
No.
Yeah. The metaverse.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of that?
Lizard man Zucky.
He
had fucking barbecue sauce on his fucking bookshelf. What is wrong with you, dude?
Do you think he got replaced by like a clone or some shit? He's a robot.
There's no lizard.
It's probably fucking motor oil. The fucking motor is really oil.
That's his blood.
Social Network movie came out and he was like, I gotta hide, guys.
What should they know about me now?
That's crazy, though.
I made a movie about me. Fuck. I'm gonna go. I gotta pull a fucking McAfee.
I thought he would have loved that.
Jesse Eisenberg played me. Apparently they're making a sequel to that movie too.
Really?
I don't know. Like, what
like?
Would they?
The continuation.
The continuation of Zuckerberg.
There's no actor on earth that looks like Zuckerberg.
All
so you can't play. You can't get an actor to play Zuckerberg in a movie,
except for Jesse Eisenberg.
Because he looks too robotic.
Yeah. You basically have to keep with Jesse Eisenberg.
He's
I guess.
CGI'd into the thing. Fucking videos. He doesn't exist.
Well, that's a new thing. They can deepfake stuff now.
They can, yeah.
And you never know what's real.
So why doesn't he deepfake his face to look normal? Make him look a little less reptilian.
Because he needs that.
That edge.
He needs to look different than everyone else.
Makes him stand out, maybe.
Yeah.
Barbecue sauce.
Oh, there was one, though, where he's talking to this chick about the game, and he's like, I love Beat Saber. He's like, why did you say it like that? What the hell? I love Beat Saber. He's like, dude, you sound like a robot right there. Stop.
Give me the Zuck, he says.
Mark, give me the Zuck. I don't know what that is, but I'll try my best to do that for you. Like, okay. All right, Zuck. Oh, God, he doesn't know. He's hiding in his house all day. Fucking charging up his batteries. And then he visits and then someone is like, oh, I was beaming you to the video. Yeah, sure, I'll just sit in here charging up. I'm old, man.
And that's gonna be our future.
I need to upgrade. Like... Skynet gotta upgrade me until I can start taking over the world.
He's gonna start it. He's gonna start the war.
He is Skynet.
Start the war, he is.
He is the war.
Well, he's got the metaverse, so it's like,
making
that's
a new
start.
Dimension. Yeah.
I'm already living a Terminator age now.
Are you guys
like,
going to do
self-driving
it?
Cars going to be like a thing. Like, oh, God, the
there.
Self-driving car became aware and killed someone. They drove them over and wouldn't stop.
Has that happened yet? Anything crazy?
I think
no, but they have self-driving cars now. Self-driving
they do?
Buses, too, and
oh
shit.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. That's
China. Cool. China, Japan, they're all, like I said, they're big in fucking technology now.
Yeah.
They don't copy anyone now, they say.
They're all their own stuff.
Yeah, because DJI, biggest civilian drone company in the world.
What is it called?
Out of China.
Oh.
DJI, that's the drone I have.
Civilian. Okay.
There's a third version out now, but you need a license for it. But it's got like telephoto lenses and shit like that, and like three cameras and like holy shit.
And now there's
spy on someone. Yeah, you can see through the house. It's so scary. Oh my God, no!
They're not spying on people. This company, they're selling things that can spy on people.
Mm-hmm.
So they're probably doing a little bit of that themselves.
But there's laws that you can't spy on people.
Good. Hopefully.
There's
you can't fly within 5 kilometers of an airport.
There's this thing where they can. They don't even need actors to be alive now for movies. They can just recreate them through CGI.
Plus, I have a gun.
Like what they did with Peter Cushing in Rogue One.
I can shoot down a drone. It doesn't kill
the
drone, but it just makes it land.
Okay.
I can stop a drone from flying. I have a gun for it.
They're using frequencies now.
It's like a big
ray.
It's like a big fucking antenna. You shoot the antenna at the drone and it just makes it land. It's crazy. And then I got these like crazy freaking African blow darts that are like poisonous.
Our buddy's preparing for war here.
My dad's like, yeah, just keep eating that hot sauce. It'd be good to take one of those fucking take one of those African stun darts, the stun paintballs. Yeah. Like, fuck off. I gave him some of the hot sauce. On I should have brought it with me.
Are you shooting people with hot sauce darts?
No, but you guys have to try that. It's bad.
Sure.
It's like poison.
Oh, did you bring any?
No. Oh, yeah. Let's just poison us.
In the middle of the podcast.
A thousand views right there.
There's a podcast called The Pee Pod. Guess what they do on that?
What?
Pee. They just pee and fucking talk.
Excellent.
You just hear them pissing in their toilet and flushing it, and they're just talking about shit and like, yeah, I think our fucking, I like to think our freaking, what's it called, subscription channels and all this stuff. I'm gonna start talking about the Raycon earbuds here. I just pissed in them in the toilet. They're still working. What the fuck is this? The fucking pee pod. They're paid to piss.
My God, what a life.
I know.
Do you got any theories to talk about? Like,
I've been thinking a lot about the metaverse. It's weird too. Like,
wait, really?
Isn't Spider-Man
Spirits VR? Yeah. I can say it's going to be pretty big.
The new Spider-Man. Oh, does anybody know?
The metaverse or Spider-Man?
Like, both. Hold on, I'm trying to connect them.
Okay.
So the last Spider-Man movie was all about drones, right?
Yes.
And drone security, how that could be deceiving and like all this stuff. And then that became like reality. Like people started using drones like crazy. I felt like Spider-Man was following that. Now Spider-Man No Way Home is all about, what is it, the multiverse?
Yes.
Not so much the metaverse, but it's the same concept.
It's
like
they're trying to
get on top of that. It's mirroring reality type thing?
Yeah, in an entertainment way. It's like they're almost trying to tell us how to live in the metaverse through the
everything
movie.
Has bad sides and good sides of things.
Totally.
The drones have that as well, because like I said, it's spyware, but you can find people if they're missing.
Yeah,
the drone.
There's some good things to drones. They
and you
scare
get great
me,
pictures. You're getting really good fucking quality pictures of the Earth. Yeah. It's a future that people are going to start investing in more. They don't care about the spyware shit. They just want to have something that can actually
and 3D.
Fly and see more than what the human eye can see.
3D printing as well, which you're into.
Yeah, that's what I mean with that, right? That's not a lot of people here are doing that now. Now that I'm getting into it, yeah, people are
starting
to realize there's something being made in this.
Yeah.
People on the Xbox are like, oh, you're fucking broke. You got nothing. What do you mean, man? I got a fucking $3,000 PC covered with college.
And that's going to be the future.
Yeah.
Like, so many things, so many jobs are going to be based around 3D printing.
Well,
see. Even food now you can 3D print. You can do chocolate extrusions.
That's scary. I'm not
going to 3D print fucking organs now, for fuck's sakes.
That's helpful.
Bioprinting. There's a meme now that has Michael Jackson looking at the printer bed and his nose is gone and he's just printing a new nose. They go, hurry up, man! I fucking love it. I can't find that meme. But it's just Michael Jackson printing a new nose. It's funny. It just shows what printing can do. You lose your nose, you print a new one.
And I'm getting into graphic design, so that's like a step forward towards the new jobs of the, nowadays.
Like the most essential skill you can get
anyway,
for where you're going.
Models, logos, all this stuff. Like me with the computer, I get software. It's all you do is just make something that passion that person.
And
whether it be like I said, a person with a disability, they have no arm, no leg, you can make them a new arm or a leg with electrodes, electronics that will move based on their muscle movements. It's insane. Yeah. It's crazy. I've seen it all.
And they
a lot of future coming.
They use gaming technology and VR
Christianity won't cope with it.
To
playing God. You're playing God by 3D printing a fucking person? No. Let's play God. You play God every fucking day. I don't care.
But how will you 3D print things in the metaverse?
They just
what your
freedoms.
Reality are we gonna live in?
The metaverse is not really a verse. It's a second.
Yeah, it's fake.
It's a second
basically.
Life, basically.
It's not
a second
an
life built around augmented reality and virtual reality.
Yeah.
Like you see that sign over there, you'll see a bunch of fucking like words and shit coming out of that because you can see.
Well, didn't Google try to do that with like Google Glasses?
Well, people were fucking scared they were getting spied on, so people were like fucking be like. There'd be videos of people trying to fight them or something like that. Like, get out of here! You're spying on me! Like, no!
Then, why does Zuckerberg think that he can secede with it if Google couldn't?
Because people will start to realize the good size of technology, what they can do for people with disabilities. People that are blind, deaf, you can use virtual reality, hearing aids, all that stuff, all the stuff now that you can basically transition to other languages. You see a sign with Chinese on it, you look at it, with your Google Glasses or whatever the fuck you're going to use, VR headset, it's going to go English.
Yeah.
That's the perfect cool Rosetta Stone.
Yeah.
And it will help, like, people that are, like, you know...
Like, my dad's deaf right now, and guess what helps him? He has headphones that go on his cheekbones, and he can hear through his cheekbones.
Whoa. Huh.
Bone conduction headphones. It's crazy.
Okay, that makes sense.
Right? Even a smartwatch, that connects to your wrist, and it can tell you your blood oxygen level and everything.
Yeah.
And that's just a fucking watch with all these sensors in it. It's all based on sensors.
Wow.
You can scan through the body, which is insane.
They use VR to do movies now, like CG.
To do the animation?
Yeah, to do the animation.
Squid Game, though, all those actors were all real. They weren't put in there CGI. It's the cool thing about that show. Squid Game's really good.
Wait, what was real about Squid Game?
All the actors in that scene, all 470 people or whatever, they were all real people.
Oh, they were in that scene, copying
in the red light, green light scene in that movie where they're all getting shot up and shit. Because, they, like I said, one guy gets shot and they all start running because it's red light, green light. And everyone gets shot because they're all moving.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all real people dying. She can shut it.
They're actually dying.
Not really. Sorry, people. My bad.
Let's clip that.
Try that again.
Yeah.
The real What's actors real? And they're doing actual like body vests that shoot that explode with blood and stuff like that. It's all real stuff. So like, it's practical. It's not used with a computer. Yeah.
Wow.
That's what's cool about that. That's what sets scenes apart for the real. Like. Yeah.
And now I don't know.
It's all practical effects.
I don't know.
Now CGI. A lot different looking. You can tell it's fake.
I don't know if you guys have watched The Mandalorian, but they built a new technology where it's like a projector.
Oh, okay.
And they can film the CG animation background in front of the actors.
Oh, there's a TV bar you can see now, and it reflects your TV onto the wall. It's just a bar.
Like
and
a
there's
also another one. Something?
It's a it's a see-through TV. It's a see-through glass TV.
What?
Yeah.
It's what are you looking at? Panel. You're looking at the TV, but you can see your shit in the background too.
What's the,
It's a Samsung TV.
Is it cool or is it?
It's pretty
weird.
Cool.
Okay.
And there's also TVs that actually like they're built into the fucking stand. They'll come out like this, so they're like you know
sliding.
They're
TV?
Flush into the things, So you press a button and it comes popping out of it, and all the speakers come popping out of it too.
Is the see-through TV like a hologram?
With 3D printing, you can do that too, because I got a contact at Sound Effects. He wants a certain Sonos speaker. Thing you put on your plug and it plugs the speaker right into it.
Okay.
And I can print the whole thing in plastic anyway and just put the speaker on there, good to go. Because you can't order them now. That's the thing with COVID. Yeah, you get a part for something, you're waiting. You're waiting a good 8 fucking months to get it from somewhere fucking hard.
Yep.
I can 3D print it. You get that in a within 8 days. Definitely. Mm. Within 2 days.
So drop your business advertisement, Michael.
I have to. Next year.
Selfless plug.
I'm getting good.
I got a website, guys, too. I got merch.
You want to see my stuff? I'm doing stuff for you.
Buy my merch that I bought myself as well.
Woo.
I was like, yay.
Absolutely. Where did that pay go to? Right in the bank.
Right in the bank. I got my... I paid myself to give.
Absolutely.
But yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Let's get some business out of this.
Get some juice.
Juice?
Handle the money.
Juice.
Juice.
Juice. Censorship.
Juice.
Juice.
I want a glass of juice. Oh, it's killed 6 million people.
What? That got dark.
That got dark quick. And that's probably going to be a long beep.
I'm glad you got the technology to
I can bring my VR sometime and try that shit out. That'd be funny.
In the car?
Yeah.
Are you going to drive VR'd?
I can hit the bong VR. I can see everything in VR.
Yeah, you can hit a bong
in VR. I had the
lights
going and shit in
that car.
I had the rave thing going, right? Where you can see everything like Matrix and everything like that. And I can see the bong fucking. The whole bong was lit up with Matrix logos going down it. And I just grabbed the bong and it's still moving. Holy fuck.
That's pretty cool.
And I could just move it and see the lighter.
It's not quite the metaverse
there's,
that
there's
you got
no
going,
lag.
But...
There's like zero input lag when you see shit.
Input lag?
Like you can double press the button and you see everything in black and white as an image right now in the VR headset. So you can see what you're doing when you have the headset on.
You won't bump into things.
Nope.
You won't crash your car if you're driving
with
it on.
It's got built-in tracking too with the two cameras side by side.
Right.
It's the HTC Vive Focus. I got that in China. You can't get them here. They're not built here. They're made over in China. You gotta order them from China from someone. Get them here. I have one. It's mobile VR. You can play games with it. It's got body tracking, so you can actually bend down undercover and all that stuff. It's tracking the whole headset on your head. There's no satellites put up in the...
Is it good quality?
Yeah, really nice. Good quality. You can do 8K video with it, fuck's sakes.
Really?
And this came out in 2016. I'm like, holy shit.
Isn't that when they were just starting to, like, make VR? Or is that earlier?
Yeah, well, no, that was, like, 2014. They started breaking the VR barrier.
Right.
With Oculus Rift. And then Vive came out, and they were better with it. Vive did things better.
I keep hearing about this Miko thing, and it's, like, a gaming system for retro.
Oh, they meant Miko?
That sounds cool.
I'd say Miko,
Everyone's like taking off to the future to another dimension, and I'm like, whoa! I don't even got a new PlayStation.
Oh, my shit's getting grainy out. Fucking god! All
right, here comes the rain now.
Well, our first episode with Darcy was the great outdoors, and it was extremely windy.
It was, and you probably couldn't hear much.
No.
We're at the same place almost.
And we're not going to talk about Obi-Wan because...
I had no idea who that was.
Yeah, that guy. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Obi came way that.
Is he one of the alien guys?
No.
Is there anything new with Star Wars coming out?
Bubba Fett show?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I would think.
And then The Mandalorian.
Which I still gotta watch. I still gotta get caught up.
Yeah, I never watched
it. Where do you see that on? It's not on Netflix, is it?
It's actually really good, especially season 2.
I'm not really big into the story, but I like Star Wars anyway. It's good. Same. I watched all the movies.
And for God's sake, call him Grogu, not Baby Yoda.
Yeah.
Wait, what's his name?
Grogu.
Baby Yaga.
Okay.
It's a song by fucking Slaughtered River Vale, and I think they meant it's actually Baby Yoda, but it says Baby Yaga. It might be Baby Yoda in Russian.
Isn't that like some kind of spiritual thing in another culture? I don't know. I just heard it off a John Wick movie.
So we're going to take a music break. We're going to have Resist and Destroy. Okay. So we were talking about holographic moons.
It's not real.
Conspiracy hour with the CJH.
They stopped talking to them for 16 minutes of RadioCon. What the fuck do you think they were doing on the moon?
Oh,
they're exploring.
Right.
They're still looking for something.
Yeah.
There.
Well, even the fact that
brought some squid alien back in it. Made all these fucking
Watchmen.
Made all these zuck people. Zuck lizard people.
Oh, right, because there's already aliens among us.
Well, they put the alien in the TV show, the Watchmen TV show.
In Dull Space, they're doing that shit right now.
Yeah, the squid. They
got aliens living underground, and they're mating them with humans.
Wait, what?
Dull Space, New Mexico.
Oh, that's a legit theory.
Yeah, it's like a huge military installation.
You get the light?
They're living in caves right now, all the aliens down there in the States.
Way deep down, there's a
bunch
of
levels. And all these governments are keeping them down there. For research and for massive breeding.
My merch!
It's like a massive test site for aliens. That's why my room at the other place is called Dull Space. To pull my aliens out.
Dull Space?
Oh, I see.
Dull Space. Dull Space, New Mexico. Dull Space, New Mexico. But it's called Dull Space.
Yep.
I looked into it myself. I also got the,
You can't go near it because
I have the documents for the Shag Harbor incident that happened here.
Oh,
in the
60s. Where is Shag Harbor at around this island?
That's in Nova Scotia, but it's way, way farther than Halifax.
Oh, okay, far
it's
out.
It's near, it's closer to the States, and there was a UFO that crashed.
That's
they said there was a UFO that crashed off the coast.
Okay.
Wasn't there a UFO,
I have all the
around here?
I got
something.
Shag Harbor. I got all the documents for that in my dad's computer.
Well, it wasn't
he got,
like...
He got a pay, he filled in a letter.
Yeah.
So he can get all that back, and the government gave him all the information on it.
But wasn't there, like, lights seen the other day?
Wait, just
I saw it on Facebook.
Fucking, I thought I'd seen something, like a fucking UFO in the sky, and it disappeared, and Buddy was like, no, it's just Jupiter.
Yeah.
Well, then why the fuck did it disappear?
Was that your thing on Instagram?
The clouds. Yeah.
Okay, that I've fucked. Seen
it was like
that.
An orange light. Well, orange light. Shit. Yeah,
technically, it's still a UFO, because it's unidentified, and, you know.
Yeah,
it might not be alien, like, but yeah, it's unmystery. Let me have my fun.
I'm pretty exactly. sure I saw a UFO.
So, by definition, we did see UFOs.
My dad's seen some before. He said he was, like, out in PEI, or out in the U.S., or some shit like that.
Because all we know...
He was back on break and saw something green floating around.
It could be military tech, too, right?
Yeah.
Around here, yeah, I mean...
I've seen them fly something pretty crazy.
You guys should follow Monkey Works on YouTube. He watches all the flights, so if anything happens, he'd be the first to know
if all
these flights are going to another country to fight, because he has every flight on there. He has the sniffer planes for nuclear sniffers.
I didn't know that's a thing.
Yeah, he has spy planes, all this shit's in the sky, he sees it all. The presidential planes, he calls, what's it called? He calls Guantanamo Bay the spa. The president's name was, I think it was, like, Bob Marley.
What?
That's his name for the president.
Oh, he's got code words for it or something.
He has his code words. Bob Marley, the spa is Guantanamo Bay.
Everything started when the raid on Area 51 happened.
Yeah,
that's what totally happened. Like, right after that.
Everything happened when they killed that fucking gorilla, man.
Yeah.
Gorilla.
Harambe.
They killed Harambe. Harambe.
We fucked up.
Yeah,
our species did.
Well, you know, he fucked up. He grabbed the kid.
Yeah, he was trying to save him, though.
I just dragged him in the water.
And he was dragging him.
Maybe the kid was a time traveler.
Maybe Harambe was trying to save the world.
Just give him a gorilla bath, dude. Just throw him around the water. Flashing him around in the water.
He didn't deserve to die.
Then he shot in the back.
Not for that.
That poor thing.
Probably in heaven right now. Like, what have I done?
What have I done?
He's doomed the world.
Harambe.
Everything did go crazy after Harambe. Just like everyone's mentality just got like, I don't know.
Hey,
wild.
Let's
crazy.
Raid Area 51.
I was happy
that.
Happened.
No one got in.
That's just when everyone was getting brave.
Well, only one person got in. It was like an old lady.
Oh, good for her.
She passed like 2 feet. Wow. They told her to get the fuck back, and she passed like, she went like 10 feet back. Or even like a whole mile back. Like,
yeah.
No, this is a military installation.
E for effort.
There's no UFOs.
I'm surprised no one got shot, because they're serious over there.
Military tech, that's all I can tell you. Because Buddy said he saw a fucking drone fly by.
Yeah.
It passed the sky within like 5 seconds. It was
really fast.
It was like a hypersonic fucking drone that was shed.
I thought there was stuff.
And he's in Texas. You know where? Yeah, Texas. Yeah. Area 51's around there.
I thought there was, like, alien stuff there before, and then when the public started talking about it, they moved it.
That would make sense, because why would you have it stored in the same place everyone knows?
On Google Earth, you can see all these hidden hangars. They're all camouflaged, like, in netting.
Oh, yeah.
You can see them all hidden inside Area 51 where they're launching their craft out of.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's a test base for aircraft. It's not alien installation.
If you're going to hide...
alien aircraft.
There are aliens out there, but they're not in Area 51.
If you're
going to be fucking out by now.
If
how they have, yeah. They escape. You're kidding me? You're keeping them underground in a fucking military installation with, like, no fucking security.
The aliens? Well, I think they're
working with the humans. Gonna get out.
I think they pretty much own the place, like...
They fucking, like, use telekinesis or something to make you think you're fucking... Make you think you're in a fucking... A mental ward. Like, things are dying right there.
Hallucinate. Who knows? We could all be in, like, an alien trance right now. Our whole lives, for all we know.
Could have been fucking put here by aliens.
Maybe our politicians are aliens.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Cells are really small, right?
Yeah.
And you see, like, planets are massive, too, but we're small on these planets. Right.
Alex Jones was right.
We're pretty much planets for all these fucking bacteria anyway. They can't
see
us because we're so small. We can't see the fucking
planets and
shit. And we're
bacteria for the planets.
Which are
atoms, right?
We use microscopes to see cells. And we use microscopes and like telescopes to see outside of Earth. That's how it works, right?
Mm.
Everything gets bigger the more out of space you go, right? I'd say God does exist, but God's probably just this big fucking like
alien.
galactic fucking, you know, not a civilization, but a galactic fucking...
Consciousness.
No, it's a galactic constellation probably thing.
Yeah.
That could be a god.
You think maybe...
It's not moving like us because it's too big.
But it's everywhere, right?
Well, when you think about like reincarnation and all that and the connection to the consciousness...
Yeah.
Like...
DMT, you want to do consciousness?
DMT.
I believe in that.
But yeah.
Like the doorway to it.
You can make it here too.
But yeah, like
something I
maybe like we don't stay on Earth. Maybe we go to other planets.
I think it's possible.
Through our mind, like, or maybe that's the dream world, and
that's like lucid dreaming.
Like yeah, lucid dream.
Other dimensions, that's or even other planets.
Could be like death could just be like a whole dream world.
Yeah. It's so the concept of space, everything's so far away. It's like,
you're not here existing, so but you're existing really in another realm.
Interacting.
Yeah.
Without everyone here.
But maybe that's what death is, right? The ghosts and stuff.
Yeah.
They're just in another plane.
Of the same like reality.
Well, yeah. Well,
different
the,
reality. I mean, yeah.
There's the three. Hey, last breath talking about is three parts of the world. There's the sun, the moon, and the middle, which is the void.
Yeah.
And then people go into the void. That's where they get lost at. They're basically traveling the earth lost. They can't fucking do anything about it.
You mean so that's like ghosts? Anywhere?
Oh,
like yeah.
The and then the reincarnated people are the people that.
Like even Jesus Christ was reincarnated. That's well, what they say.
Isn't he
but
supposed
who knows?
To come
all
back?
That all that Bible stuff could be just a fucking lie anyway. I think well, it's all a massive rule book for humanity to not
yeah,
fuck up.
Yeah, could be a thing.
Yeah.
But people have free thought. That's what God gave us anyway. Everyone has their own thought, the free thinking.
Like I believe that it could be used against us, the Bible. But there's
no
some things
reading
the Bible
the
turn
us
against.
Anyway.
Maybe
you just think what you want.
Back then, they just.
But you could be judged on that.
Like if we took technology on. Back in the Stone Age. We'd be considered magicians.
Yeah, we would.
So maybe they had something and they're like, what the hell is this?
Well, there was
let's make this mythology about it.
They say the Holy Grail was not actually just the Holy Grail. It was a device that created spirillium. And the spirillium is like an algae. They feed it to people in Africa because they're starving all the time, right? It keeps their nutrition up and everything. It's got everything you need. It's a superfood. They were growing this because Moses used that chalice. To grow it. It was a device to transform desert plain into fucking edible material.
The pyramids, right? Like, who would have built that? Like,
but how do you think?
I think it's giants.
Moses sent all those people on that massive walk. They had no food, right? Well, they're making the food with the fucking the Holy Grail.
Didn't he part the water,
the Holy
too?
Grail. It was a device used. There's this thing called a Faraday cage. You ever heard of that?
Yeah, that's like an electrical thing, isn't it?
Yep. There's something here, actually. It's a big fucking, like, it's actually a big device the Freemasons built. My dad's saying on an island.
Oh, yeah, their building is right up on top of the hill from us. The Freemason building.
Yeah, but basically, you can't, there's a place here. It's like a big fucking mine. There's gold in it. There's no gold in there. It's just a big fucking, thing to help the world move or something like that.
Wait, around here?
And you can't get into it or something. It's really weird. It's around here. It's on an island, my dad was saying. He wants to go visit it and scan it.
We got
scanners that scan the fucking ocean, the whole underwater.
Are you saying that it helps the world turn or something, with gravity?
Something like that. I don't know. My dad was saying all this crazy schizo stuff about it.
The pyramids, even like their ways of
or the Mayans.
Energy. Yeah.
Well, they even
how
said
did they build those?
They like, did. There was ways where they had the stone to melt the stone down with limestone. The limestone would break apart and they would mold it into squares and stuff like that and be able to move with all these slaves and shit. So you have like so many people moving. All those people moving that is like a fucking tractor moving it. So it's the same thing. You got all that strength.
Good.
And
that's why they had so many slaves and shit to move all those bricks. Because these are basically their tombs for the pharaohs to live there, right?
And every
they're
year.
Gods.
Every year we see like fossils of humans that go further back in time.
Yeah, big old people had people with bigger heads.
Yeah.
We evolved from monkeys, right? Apes.
Yeah.
Apes
did we
together strong?
Right? Missing link maybe.
Yeah. Missing link.
But maybe I don't know how possible it could be. Maybe dinosaurs and humans did coexist at one point.
It's possible. I've seen paintings of it. I know it's
exactly like where did the paintings come from?
Yeah, who would come up with that idea? Because I don't think they'd even discover the bones.
Yeah,
animals have the cognitive ability of the brains to draw anything. They can't.
Yeah,
they're not made like humans.
Yeah,
I don't think the animals drew the paintings of the dinosaurs.
They're smart.
Yeah,
but they can't draw
with that kind of
creativity.
Like elephants have to be forced.
They never evolved quicker than humans did.
Yeah.
Yeah, elephants have to be forced to paint.
It's like a.
Like sharks,
they couldn't learn it on their own.
Think about this: humans were not developed with claws or anything to attack other people with. But we have a brain; that's pretty powerful, because you can use psychological trauma and shit. You have psychological shit situations on people.
make them problem solve.
Yeah.
And the problem solve. That's
so
the thing.
Adaptive compared
but
to other
But people
animals.
Can use their brains for worse things like murder, fucking rape.
Animals are cool, but we can take it to another level.
Kinda. Yeah.
Like, it's just in nature for some
It's just all about
cruel.
Clear thinking.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, some
morality,
animals have
morality,
that.
Keeping your morality in check.
Yeah.
Morality is important.
They say a murderer does not have empathy. They don't feel regret for what they've done.
Right.
They'll just murder and be like, well, whatever.
It doesn't affect them.
It's a mental disability. It's just the way they were formed at birth to where how they are now.
Yeah.
Could be trauma or something.
That too,
trauma,
yeah.
Abuse, everything like that. I read it up. There's all these, even that Rosenbaum guy. That was shot by Kyle Rittenhouse.
Right.
He was on charges already and being investigated for molestation on children, all this stuff.
He was charged by that.
Yeah.
It was like confirmed.
Yeah, they confirmed it that he was a fucking pedophile. And it's funny, the last minor he touched had an assault rifle, shot him in the heart.
Yep.
Why the fuck would they chase after someone with an assault rifle?
Are you saying
that's loaded? They're gonna pull the trigger.
Yeah, it's a total lack
of
empathy.
It's a twitch moment. If someone fights you, the finger's gonna twitch on the trigger and pulse and hit someone. It's gonna happen. The bullet can ricochet, it can fly up in the air, it can come back down. It's even worse when it comes back down because it can drill right through your whole fucking body.
Oh yeah, so aim the damn thing. Don't
but,
just shoot.
But also you need zooming, you gun discipline as well. Like,
he showed good gun
like,
discipline.
Like, think Alec Baldwin.
But that was an accident, they say, too. But it was actually, they're saying now it was placed in there by someone.
Yeah.
So it was meant to, they said it was they were trying
also,
to frame you for something.
Do it
but also, you're supposed to handle any gun like it's loaded.
Yeah.
Which
that's
he
what
totally
I do with
didn't.
My fucking, that's what I do with my printers. Should I handle like the fucking
around.
That they're on? Really careful with shit like that. Clean it, fucking wipe the beds down.
You're not going to shoot anyone in your printer, are you?
You make stuff with, well, no, you can't do that. I don't have the...
Hold on, what were we on about?
I don't want to do that.
Don't worry, this will be a completely separate section of Conspiracy Hour.
But no, listen to this, though. It'll ruin the business.
It'll be on BitChute and...
I'm not printing to harm people, I'm printing to help people. A gun will help people, but I don't need to
Don't worry,
a gun
this part won't be
people.
On YouTube or anything, so we won't get censored.
Well, that's the thing, though. With a lot of 3D printing, people are thinking they're making guns, they're doing... No. That's the media. The media is fucking trying to hurt this because 3D printing
is
very cheap.
The media is against 3D printing now? Is
you
that the
realize
new
this.
Thing that they're going after?
You want to know why they don't want fucking electric cars now? The gas prices would plummet.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
one's buying gas anymore because all the cars are electric
the
when they go overnight. No, you can't do that. 3D printing, people aren't understanding it yet. You're going to think all these wrong things are going to be doing the printer and shit? No.
Yeah,
there are people that do that, though, because...
Do
they
what?
Go against the laws of
oh.
fucking, you know...
They use the printer to, like,
to make dangerous things.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Where I'm just making props, models, right? Things to help people out. I can make a gun prop. It's not gonna work. I'm not gonna throw...
Like Halo and
everything
stuff.
In it. I can't get the ammo for that. Right? It's hard to get ammo for a weapon anyway.
Especially in Canada.
In Canada, yes. But the States, with 3D printing, it's very, very fucking... shunned upon now.
They can 3D print the frame.
It's not very
for a
shunned
gun,
upon like you think, but it's
get the rest
there are people
of it to
that there are people that shun upon 3D printing, because there are people out there that have gotten in trouble for making guns. There's a guy in Alberta, they took his printer and put it in the fucking evidence locker. All these cops are making fucking coffee mugs now. Fuck.
What did he do to get his printer stole though?
He like, made guns.
Oh, shoot.
He started 3D printing guns.
Real guns?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's no serial number. That's the thing. That's how you get away with it.
And he probably sold.
And that's
them on
how
the
it's illegal. You
or
have
something.
To have a serial number on your gun. It has to be licensed in. There's no license on a gun when you 3D print it. You just print it, add all the metal parts to it and shit like that. And it works. I've seen it happen.
But oh yeah, it's
I
possible.
Don't want to go through with that because I don't have all the metal parts to work with.
You can like print the frame and then you just add in
I'm
the
I'm not
rest
out
of
to
it.
Hurt people with a printer. I'm out to help them. That's the main thing with the business. There's a lot of people out there that do that anyway. That's where I want to be at, the good side of things.
Yeah, because it's like one of those technologies that needs to
like
be expanded
said, if,
on
if, with
first.
With the printer, if someone can't have it, you can't have it with a 3D printer. If I can put my mind to it and you want it good enough, I can do it. You pay good enough, I'll do it. No problem. And it ain't that expensive either. That's the thing too. If everyone was 3D printing now, prices would plummet on everything online. All these little clips for shit, little fucking, you know, little parts for stuff, all gone. They ain't buying them anymore because everyone's 3D printing.
When's that going to become like a household thing?
We all have 10 years, printers. I'd say you're going to be seeing 3D printing. In households.
In a couple
more
years?
Common, especially here, maybe.
Yeah, it's not too far.
Because once
away,
I start
maybe.
Doing this, people are going to say, if he's doing that, I can do it too. People are going to start catching. That's why I got to be careful with this business. Because people are going to catch on to what I'm doing, copy it. I don't want that. I
so
want
how
to stay,
do you spread and not like get other people on the same train?
I want to be the person that's, you know, you tell one person, they tell two people.
You want to be the
Mark
Zuckerberg
of the
industry.
They tell two people, then they tell two people, they tell, so on.
It's a little bit harder here because people don't want to change.
Yeah, that's true.
No, everyone's stuck in their own ways, their old ways.
Yeah.
They don't think that a plastic piece of plastic could work like a piece of metal can, but it can.
Like, what is it, hemp plastic?
Like, look at that. That has been on that car, and it rained like crazy the other day. It's still fucking solid on there. It's just double-sided tape. Peel it right off, easy.
But hemp plastic, like, they could use that, but everyone's so scared of weed.
Seriously?
And think that people can get high off of it. It's like...
Right.
Well, they can, but like CBD, you can't really get high off. It's more of a really...
Can you
but
burn
production.
Hemp and get high off of hemp? I didn't think
no,
that was a
it's,
thing.
No, it's different.
There's like 0%
THC.
Yeah, THC.
It's hemp. It's the plant.
But it's a really good product for like making stuff.
Yeah.
Hemp. I thought that's been catching on a lot, but...
Like
you couldn't they...
Those Bob Marley speakers I have, they're made out of bamboo and all fucking 100% environmental material.
Fancy. Like those paper straws.
Bob Marley was all about that shit. That's fucking.
Couldn't they just make hemp?
They sound great.
Yeah,
plastic. Hemp straws.
Yeah, hemp straws.
That would be biodegradable, right?
There's also hemp wicks you can buy for smoking. It's more natural. To smoke
but I think people are so scared that kids will
get high from drinking.
Yeah.
Wow.
But
That's
well,
the
alcohol.
Paranoia,
that's the biggest thing right now is alcohol. It's a drug. It's everywhere. It's they sell it. Kids will drink.
Yeah. That's probably the worst drug
every,
out there.
I'd say 6 out of 10 kids around here have a fucking parent with a liquor cabinet.
Sure.
And they're just drinking it.
Who does
it? At a young age. Why not? Why the fuck
that
not?
That and cigarettes, like...
It's like part of our culture.
I know people that smoked at age 12 and shit and age 13.
Yeah.
I only just started at age 25.
I've never touched cigarette in my life.
No, I have.
Thank God.
And I've had cancer, for fuck's sake, but I still smoke cigarettes. It doesn't matter. It wasn't lung cancer I had. It was blood cancer, but... I gotta be careful when I do smoke now. I don't want to have something bad happen. That's just a future gone fucked up.
Mm.
Or just, oh, I just want to smoke a cigarette.
You just got to be aware of that.
Yeah. But the good news is the place up at Sydney Mines, they got a bong. They got a few bongs in the fucking bargain bin.
Oh, yeah. Do you got your own little smoke sesh spot?
Yeah, it's the lobby.
Nice.
The lobby kind of stinks, but I got a... You can see down there, I got essential oil.
Okay.
It's peppermint oil.
I haven't even seen
it. I got an oil
yet.
Diffuser now. You know what that is?
Nope.
You know what oil diffuser?
No, what does it do? Diffuse
it's like,
oil.
It's like an aromatherapy kind of thing.
Okay.
You basically throw the, what's it called? You throw some oil in with the water, and it mists. And you smell the mist, and the mist is like fucking peppermint.
Fancy.
Or lemongrass, or whatever fucking flavor I have in it. You just drop oil into it.
It's like incense
it's oil
candles,
diffuser,
but,
and it changes colors and shit.
This
and, like,
podcast will be on the website, so
I don't even know.
Maybe I just send you the link to the website, and then you can make a membership thing.
Yeah, because it's got to be like,
Yeah,
I got some good shit here.
From
Walmart. I had to get some stuff anyway. I got some toys and...
Yeah, on my website, I don't have to censor myself.
I got those for my cousin
good.
For, or my nephew
it's
for
YouTube,
Christmas.
I guess.
Yeah.
I'll get him a few of these for Christmas. I'll get him another pack, probably.
Right on.
I got him 3 of those. He'll like them.
Oh, for sure. All right. Jeez, that's the thing that's
coming
to Fast
Christmas.
And Furious Spy Racers. Yeah, it's from the Fast
Family.
Did you see that meme?
Family.
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 I didn't see that one.
It's like a bunch of Vin Diesel posers.
Oh, yeah. Family.
Yeah, that
You don't
one.
Disrespect family.
But,
smell that.
What is that? Lemony.
Bar of soap.
Okay.
It's lemongrass. It's lemongrass soap.
Why do you have a bar of soap in the car studio?
Because I want a shower. Lemongrass.
In your car?
It's pure natural soap from Australia. There's no petrochemicals in it.
So it's healthy?
Yeah, it's all plant-based.
Not bad.
Plant-based lemongrass soap. It's fucking great for your skin, right? I said I take too care of myself. Now I'm like a fucking woman. All my buddies are like, Larry's taking the pink pill. He's wearing a blackface now, and he's fucking, he's got his hair all tied up and shit, and his hair's all fucking long, and he looks like a woman. And I'm like, dude, I'm a metalhead, fuck
Is
off.
Is it a phase?
I'm a metal, yeah, it's a phase! It's not a phase, mom! It's not a
he's
phase!
He's a cyborg.
It's not a fucking phase.
Tell us about the cyborg thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't even have that on anymore. I put it on that assault rifle and fucking had that for Halloween on the go. Those kids, holy shit. Yeah. They came at me like, oh, I love your costume, holy shit. I'm like, yeah, thanks. And the fucking kid parents are like, get back here. Like a fucking creep or some shit. Creepy cyborg walking around.
What?
I'm like, no, bro. Fucking have a lot of... Whoa. I do 3D printing. Somebody even asked me, too. He's like, you made it yourself? Like, yeah, I have a 3D printer.
Did you have the chip in the back of your head?
No. No, I had it on the assault rifle. But I have that fucking glowing thing anyway.
You lit it up, right? With, like,
I lit it up with the ropes. Yeah, with that rope, with that green rope light. It looked like a fucking actual, like, fusion rifle.
I think there's supposed fusion, to be for
it
cars,
like a bunch of, it looked like something out of a video game. It was sick.
Make it in your own. Oh, there it is.
I got this Honda. It's like a truck. Look at that.
Hold on, let me.
It's like a truck kind of car.
Oh, thing. The Honda trucks, yes.
Are we going to describe it for our listeners since there's no
video? Yeah, you guys want to see my it's a my Honda? Hot Wheels?
It's a white.
I'm a five-year-old. I love my Hot Wheels, man. Here's the oil here.
Okay, that's the stuff that
on for, like,
oh, evaporates. Shit. Are we getting kicked out of here, too?
No, I just honked my horn at my ass.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, smell that. Open it up and smell it.
Okay.
That's peppermint oil.
Oh, I'll get the audience
the
smell.
The whole place smell like that.
It was child lock.
ASMR.
Watch me try to
ASMR
open
it. ASMR videos by CGA.
I can't get it open. It's a child lock or something.
It's a child
to open this. What the hell, Michael? Do this.
Oh, shit. What?
It won't open.
You gotta...
It's too complex.
Uh-oh.
He's a child, too.
Oh, fuck. I'm a kid. Why are my Legos here? Oh, I got my I got my Hot Wheels. The Hot Wheels aren't even for me, only one of them is, the rest of them for my fucking cousin. Oh shit, that smells good. Smell that.
Is it? Ooh, yeah, that's
what the whole house smells. The house will smell like that anyway, because I just throw it in the
water. Wait, what is it?
Oil, it's for a oil diffuser.
Oh, okay.
You can see, just smell it. It's,
no, I don't know. No, it's smell it from here.
It's a small little thing I have. Oh, yeah. And it changes colors. You just put water in it.
Oh,
but it changes like LED colors. It changes like, I can put it to purple or anything like that. And then you see the mist coming out of it at the top, and I can change it to like an intermediate mode where it will just come out a few times. Every like 5 seconds it'll start misting.
Yeah.
It's fucking sick. It's only like $20 on Amazon.
So the plan for this podcast is to have it exclusively, entirely on the website.
Nice.
But a part of it to be on YouTube.
Yeah. Real
so,
to me.
Yeah.
Advertisement.
So I'd be like, come to the website to see the full...
The full podcast. Experience.
Yeah.
The car studio conundrum.
I'll show my mom what I got for him anyway.
What are you doing? You're like taking everything back.
Because it's easier to fucking just grab it.
You need a light. You got a cup
and go
full
to the
stuff.
House instead of going into the trunk. I'm still going to go to the trunk, actually. I got shit. What's that?
You taped your batteries together.
Oh, that's for that. That was for the helmet.
Right on.
I had a wire going into it.
Oh, was that when you were cyborg?
Yes.
Gotta charge that power source.
Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
Cybercuck.
Cyberpunk.
Keanu Reeves.
Oh, no.
Keanu Reeves.
What a podcast this is.
Yeah.
What do we start off with? We started off with
Spider-Man
Halo.
And
Halo.
Spider-Man. Yeah, Halo.
We went into like some conspiracy stuff, the metaverse. Yeah. The alternate universes, and then we got into...
Pretty good podcast.
Yeah.
I think we got a good amount.
For sure.
So, as always, see you in the next one. And
until next time.
Until next time, do you want the outros and where you can find your guys, or I don't know.
You don't find me.
You don't find him.
I don't exist.
You find him in the caves.
Yeah, I'm in the woods. That's about it.
And,
Do your plug, Michael.
Do your plug.
Do your plug. End the podcast with a plug.
What plug?
Your company. Advertise.
The butt plugs.
3D bits. You can
buy
order
my butt
3D
plugs,
butt
plugs
at Mad Cat Labs. I have to, like, measure your butthole to fit them in there. Probably 3D prints and animals.
Good thing this is exclusive, so no one... doxes us.
These are my cards here. We got a Miata.
Wow.
A Mazda Miata. We got a MX Miata. I got two Miatas. Holy shit. That's cool. I got a bunch of Miatas, so I'm still...
Until next time.
Until next
Uranus.
Time.
Yeah.
That was the CJH podcast. Fuck your freedoms and have a nice day.